Hey everyone, welcome back to our blog, and our focus is living limitless, and the topic today are the algorithms of the living stones. So the following blog was written by Bianca Powery. Bianca leads our intercession team, and she recently taught on a series, The Algorithms of the Living Stones, at Wells of Mem. And I felt this series fits in perfectly with our theme, Living Limitless. So to view the teachings, we posted the links at the end of the blog. Now, there are higher dimensions and yet unexplored territories of the deep glory realms where we undergo a metamorphosis and in which our whole body gets to be transformed and transfigured as we enter. We, as the divers of the deep, are urged to explore these glorious dimensions where we are made aware of our celestial mysteries through His light. In the scripture, 1 Peter 2 from 5 to 7, the Passion Translation, come and be His living stones, who are continually being assembled into a sanctuary for God. For now you serve as holy priests, offering spiritual sacrifices that He, Yahweh, readily accepts through Jesus Christ. For it says in Scripture, look, I lay a cornerstone in Zion, a chosen and priceless stone, and whoever believes in Him will certainly not be disappointed. As believers, you know His great worth. Indeed, His preciousness is imparted to you. So the Hebrew for living stone, living is chai, chet and yod, and stone is eben, aleph, bet, nun. Now, as new creation beings, we possess divine programming and coding from God, including heavenly technologies like the living stones. Jesus, as the chief cornerstone, embeds us with the 12 precious stones as an inheritance. Not only do we possess them, but we also manifest as living stones. We are in union and fellowship with His divine nature and all that He is now, so are we on the earth. In 1 John 4:17, the Passion Translation, by living in God, love has been brought to its full expression in us so that we may fearlessly face the day of judgment. Because all that Jesus now is, so are we in this world. Each stone carries a certain frequency and energizes not only our spirit, but also our soul and body's energy field. For us to utilize these stones in their full potential, Yahweh has designed us with rotation devices to shift these stones into various geometrical patterns. I mean, how exciting is that? Each pattern contains an algorithm to produce a certain outcome. These geometrical blueprints enable us to raise our conscious awareness and ascend into higher dimensions. In these high dimensions, the frequencies and the light that radiates in celestial spheres infuse us. As we embrace this light and energy, we become it, and the energy now being generated from within us pulsates outward, affecting everything around us. Yahweh has assigned angels and beings to facilitate these algorithmic patterns in our inner man in order to perform His word and to unlock our new creation capabilities. Algorithms are a sequence of well-defined instructions to be used as specifications for performing, processing, reasoning and decision making. So here are three algorithms. The algorithm for worship. In Exodus 28, 15 to 21, we can find the first mention of the living stones and their sequence, where the stones were made part of the high priest's effort. The effort was to be used for intercession, repentance, and also worship. It would enable the priest to enter the Holy of Holies. As kainos beings, we are priests according to the order of Melchizedek. The effort with the stones have been made one with our celestial body, interfacing with its algorithm or sequence to which the stones vibrate, ascending us into the inner chamber of Jesus' heart, drawing authentic worship. The second algorithm, the algorithms for trading and inheritance. In the desert, Yahweh organized the tribe's positions around the tabernacle, symbolizing a trading floor. Similarly, Yahweh gave the tribes a divine sequence of how to enter Canaan and the order in which they had to possess their inheritance. Engaging with our living stones according to these blueprints establishes heavenly trading routes between us and the treasuries of heaven. And the angels impart to us spiritual substance to be made manifest on the earth. Angels of living stones work alongside angels of prosperity. The third algorithm is the algorithm for immortality. In Revelations 21, 19 to 20, reveals to us the sequence of the foundation stones in the wall of the New Jerusalem. Before Christ's resurrection, the kingdom was a destination. As new creation beings, it is now a possession. We are limitless because we are the kingdom of light. We eternally remove death and decay, activating our living stones and manifesting them, causing everlasting life to pulsate from within us, redeeming all things and removing death and lack from the earth. Hebrews 12:22, Passion Translation. By contrast, we have already come near to God in a totally different realm, the Zion realm. For we have entered the city of the living God, which is the new Jerusalem in heaven. We have joined the festal gathering of myriads of angels in their joyous celebration. So here's a prayer. By giving us all things related to life and godliness, Jesus has placed a treasure chest inside us. Our Elohim design allows us to connect with and energize the living stones, causing them to vibrate based on their resonant frequencies. This process helps us manifest divine blueprints and algorithms, unlocking our new creation body and manifesting original intent. Let all of creation, Yahweh, declare the goodness of your name, Jesus. Amen. I trust that the blog blessed you. There are links at the bottom if you'd like to subscribe to these blogs and receive them bi-weekly, and there are also courses to engage with. Remember, I love you big time.